Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. This is our side campaign being ran by Adam, the current GM.
That's me!
Yay!
Players down the line that I've got here, we've got John playing Captain Torque. We have Ben playing Neb Sinid.
I am Mr. Nimbus.
Moose playing HW, and we have Pi playing fucking Seely, creepy ass Ton.
Right?
My life for iron.
So fucking good.
Must construct additional pylons.
Executor. We require additional supply.
Dude, seriously, the nostalgia is real, though. StarCraft?
Oh my god.
Carrier has arrived.
That's awesome. Recap of last week. Captain Torque came to, not in time to stop us from being absolutely insane. All I wanted to do was to pick a pocket. If you're watching the live stream, may not be caught up quite yet. I think we may have another episode or two between here and there. There was a bar incident. Things got out of hand. All I wanted to do was pick a pocket.
All I heard was make a distraction.
Yeah, that doesn't mean eat a guy. But, yeah, I guess that was pretty good distraction.
It kind of does.
In the end, my hand was forced. Two people were fragrinated. Pretty sure they're both still alive. They're just severely maimed.
No, you said... Well, okay. Oh,
the one person on the chair was probably...
To dysentery lady. I was laughing about that for days afterwards, by the way.
Hey, you're the one who gave her dysentery. You are the GM.
You were like, I'm going to go up and talk to this lady and the bartender. I'm like, awesome. This lady turns to you and goes, well, let me tell you about dysentery.
I didn't realize it was the same lady.
And then you tried to run away and you failed your fucking coordination.
She wrapped her arm around me. Yeah.
Oh my god, I loved that. That was hilarious.
I couldn't believe you talked to her again.
I didn't mean to.
No, but it was so perfect.
So the incident at the bar, there's a lot of useless information that was thrown around.
Says who?
You finished setting your monster. Seely convinced the hairy-chested fellow on the screen to let her into the graveyard, the tombs, the...
Yeah, I was trying to eat him, but he instead offered a tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And then we also encountered some sewage workers. A lot of stuff happening somewhere in the graveyard region. Also, the sewers, possibly. We have a lot of hints that lead us to earth and sewage.
Yep.
So.
That is not all that happened.
Oh, what else happened? We heard a lot about dysentery. I don't know a disturbing amount about dysentery.
There's a sickness going around the town.
Ah, dysentery is spreading.
Yes, that's right. I've know so much about dysentery that I shouldn't.
Yeah, Nev got about a 30-minute, like a half-hour conversation about dysentery before he was able to sneak away.
At least.
Yeah.
Dissertation, bro.
HW found out about an art show. I mean, like,
there's an art show going on.
So, I mean, like, it wasn't all just poop and dysentery, so, like, I guess it's not all bad.
I'll just shit vinegar.
Oh, shit. Seely also found out about a,
Monster?
No, that was...
Monster.
That was Torque, and Torque... Oh, nobody actually knows about the shit monster. Torque chose not to share with anyone.
That's right.
The only one who knows about the shit monster. He's not taking it serious.
Right, that's right. That's right. So we don't really know about that.
Huh, I wonder why.
I was listening to the recording, doing the editing for the next release, and I actually have a point of conversation I could bring up about that. So
Do it.
All right, we're gonna jump back in then? Or?
Okay, then you guys do your thing, and then tell me what you're talking about.
Okay. Oh man, that was crazy last night, you guys. Man, there were explosions. There's dysentery. It's crazy people. Hey, my keen Amaran nose detected those guys in the corner over there were sewage workers. Smell a lot, awful lot like those creeps that we fought back at the barracks. Didn't you go talk to them, Captain?
I don't think they had anything for us. They were going off about a poop monster.
Well, that's weird. I mean, might be relevant, but it sounds crazy.
Monster? That sounds implausible. Are you sure it's not a shit golem?
Oh god, I forgot about you. Oh god. Yeah, you know what? It could be a shit monster, you know?
Oh my god.
I'm standing right next to you. Why do you tremble so?
Just, you know, shaking all the loose fur out.
Woo-hoo. You two need to play nice.
Who's playing?
I never play with my dinner.
Oh, shit.
Didn't we talk to a guy that we were supposed to meet at the cemetery or something?
He said meet, not eat. Meet. Meet. We're going to rendezvous.
He mentioned he could take us around the graveyard. But honestly, it smells less than savory.
Yeah, we're not going to a restaurant.
Less savory than sewage?
You have a point there, Captain.
What about you, Beefcake? HW?
There's an art show.
There's an art show?
Yeah, some lady was talking about the art show.
Oh, that's that lady that rushed out of the bar before that explosion happened. I wonder if she was involved with that somehow.
She might have been.
I forgot about the art show. She definitely was probably the person responsible for that explosion. We should probably inform the PD.
Are you sure she's not the lady that was talking about dysentery? You don't want to talk to that lady, trust me.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about. That sounds like a shitty conversation. I couldn't help myself. All right, well, what time were we supposed to meet that guy at the graveyard? We could probably do something before that.
Daybreak.
I thought you said... Oh, was it daybreak? I thought it was in the next evening.
Or whenever his shift was, he didn't want to go tonight.
Yeah, I think he was night shift.
Well, to be fair, he said he was nights, then he said he'd take me the day, then he said next night, so...
Yeah. Oh my god, perfect.
And he's not going to correct it, he's just going to be like, yep. That's how that happened.
Yeah. Sounds accurate, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is the art show like an all-day thing, or do you know anything about this... where it's at or anything?
HW, I'm pretty sure they didn't say where it was at, but they did say where they were headed off to because they weren't part of the art show. They were a dock worker in charge.
Yeah, they were making sure that we checking the quality of like all the things.
Yeah,
all the art. But no, I don't know where it's at. I just know that they're checking quality of the artwork on a dock.
Well, wonder. They didn't tell you what dock. Well, I guess we could go poke around the hangar bay. Wait, do you mean like star dock or like a dock for boats, like seafaring vessels?
I don't.
Oh, shit. I mean, dock kind of makes it sound like water.
I agree.
You sure that didn't mean a doctor?
I just turn and stop walking or whatever we're doing and just look at Neb. I punch him in the thigh and then turn back around. No.
What are you doing that for?
Well, a doctor and a doctor are very different things.
Call my doctor, Doc.
She's inspecting things on a dock. Like, huh? You know, like, is she a doctor? I don't see what the art show would have to do with her being someone who inspects doctors.
You never know.
I guess that's true. That's what, ooh, God. A dock worker who is also a doctor for doctors. So
yes.
Nightmare donut.
Dare we split up to go check docs?
What's up, Doc?
Remember what happened last time we split up?
No, he was unconscious.
Yeah, it did not go well.
Nothing happened. A bar exploded.
No, he was there for the bar.
Some lady blew up a bar.
All right, let's head down to the docks and see what we can find.
Okay. Is everybody cool going to the docks? Or is anyone protesting or going somewhere else?
Yeah, you guys are going to the docks? Fuck.
Why bring up docks if you don't want us to go there?
I wasn't fucking prepared for that one. Give me a second then.
Yeah, Adam. As soon as you mentioned the docks, you should have known there should have been an oh fuck switch in the back of your head.
I know, right, bro?
You should have already been looking for a dock map.
All right.
We could always do theater in the mind. Just draw something.
I got it. Hang on.
Paint me like one of your French maps.
I mean, we wouldn't have to go to the dock. We could roll a dark side to just give us some information so we don't have to go to the dock.
No, that's too easy.
Just way too easy for us, you guys. We're just too good.
You stop it.
We destroy monsters like it's nothing.
I tend to remember a lot of people just running away while I get knocked unconscious, so I'm not sure that clearing monsters is what we do.
I mean, you do stuff.
I think I've been knocked out pretty much with you.
Every chance I had, I've been biting.
I picked up that blaster with the runes. Could I say that I did some research on that? Or at least like trying to mimic the etchings or whatever. Yeah.
All right. How about you guys? What do you guys, where is everybody going? I don't care where everybody goes, but
we're going to the dock, motherfucker, but this is before that. I'm assuming this is the next day. Because we ended the night, I thought, blowing up a bar. Or some lady blew up a bar. We left.
Oh, we're at the next day already?
I think that's what you guys were going with here.
Oh, I was still on the pretense it was the same night. But we're the next day, though?
I thought we just left the bar.
Yeah, I thought we just left the bar and it was the same night.
Well, then I can't look at the runes. I was trying to create a scenario in which I was the victor. All right.
I mean, it can't be the next day.
So, consensus.
It could be that same night. Orthodox.
Okay.
Or whatever. Or at least the same night. I don't know if everybody wanted to go to the docks.
Can we roll Destiny?
Yeah.
Already did.
I don't know where we're at on Destiny because I am quickly throwing something together.
5 light, 2 dark right now.
Damn, son. Nice.
Dude, this map is sweet looking.
I'm going to say this spot right here, the south side of the dock, is the entrance, the public entrance, the public entryway, if you will. You guys kind of come up in the dead of night, and there's a breeze coming through, and the cool air coming off of the water is kind of being caught up off of the water and blown into your face. And it's not an ocean, so it's not salty, but there's like kind of a musty smell to it. Like, this is maybe not stagnant water, but you can tell that, like, it's got a fishy smell to it. How about that?
This is the water that supposedly flows through, like, the town, out of the town and stuff?
Yeah. If we refer to the map, it's... Let me pull up the map so I can do some theater of the mind shit here.
It reminds me of the slums of Kaminoa.
Yeah, it could. Because they'd be lower to the water.
It does, because I just said it.
Everyone just looks at Seeley, who's talking into the air. Oh, yes. Fair enough. Yeah, this is like basically the dead center of the town. This is, the river's pretty wide here. You could tell that this was probably the main natural branch of the water, or the main natural pathway of the water, and that everything else is kind of a artificial causeway that was made. This dock looks pretty nice. Security, you can see security checkpoints. There is a kind of a gated fence. It's currently open. That's probably just because it's lacks security and it's night out, if you were to guess. That's where you all are at. You can see somebody standing there in a guard booth right at the entrance. I will draw that real quickly. That's a guard booth.
Oh, my God. You need to make square. Never mind.
And there is a fence right here. The gate, there's like a little gate that it's kind of like a, it's not super fancy like high security gate, but it's like one of those like can't drive your car through here gates that raises and lowers. It's currently up and you can see the security guard.
Like a bollard?
Yeah, no, not a bollard. Like the little arm gate.
Gotcha.
That raises. Yeah. A bollard would be like a step up from this. Yeah, like not super expensive, not super cheap. Somewhere in between. But you see the security guards kind of distracted, you can't tell what they're doing, but they're not paying attention to you. Past them, without a perception check, I can tell you, you can see a couple of ships. Not spaceships, like actual nautical ships docked.
Well, a fast E, huh?
Yeah, they look like they are some sort of... It would be cheaper. You could assume it'd be a little bit cheaper to ship them across this waterway to and from wherever they're going. You also know that Bolton is like the major starport on the planet. So it would make sense that there, if there was another mode of transportation besides spaceship.
Is it safe to assume that there's like a, not necessarily a lack of technology, but like the technology is less invasive on this planet than it would be other places? But they kept, like, the ships and everything. They still have technology in their homes and businesses, but it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
We're still kind of in, like, boundary water planet still.
Gotcha.
Keeping in mind, we're in... What did we call this? The High Republic? Or the Old Republic?
Old Republic, I believe.
Old Republic. And we're on the heels of basically, like, a 1,000-year war. Not everybody is up to date on... technology, and for this planet it is a trade hub, but it's just not up to date yet. We're close to the outer rim.
Cool. Expansion space or whatever.
Yeah, okay. they're using ships still.
Yeah. Some planets choose to remain more aesthetic, like to cause less impact on the planet. Like they'll still have all the same technology when it comes to like amenities, but like travel and stuff is all done.
Yeah.
Rustic or whatever.
Yep. That's cool. Basically what this is. This is like a trade port. You can see that. Like, you know that this is a... You landed in a starport, but it seems to be that they're using this for...
Okay.
Planetary side, like planet side commercial transport.
So if we're just leaving the bar, Hez is still real jumpy, so he's probably going to let other people do the talking. He's just going to kind of... be looking around.
Fair enough. As you come up, like I said, you see the security guard looking distracted. You can see a light being shown into his face from where he's facing. You can't make it out, but if you were to guess, he's probably staring at some sort of television. What's on it? You don't know. And beyond the gate, you can see several people moving around doing labor-esque work, like moving crates, unloading, loading, some supervisors saying, hey, move that there, that sort of shit.
Gotcha.
Stuff. But, it's also, it's the middle of the night, you're on third shift, there's not as many people. That's all I got.
Well, Captain?
I'm going to go up to the guard station and rap on the window.
You see the guard kind of, it looks a little dazed and then looks at you. Yeah. What's your business?
Hey, so we heard there was a dock worker down here that was inspecting some artwork, and we're not necessarily interested in that necessarily, but we're looking for the art show. Do you know where that's going to be located?
Yeah, I know where the art show is, but that's not for like another week or so.
And then he's going to kind of glare, narrow his eyes and go,
as far as dock workers go, I don't think I can help you here, unless you have credentials.
I'm going to put my finger on his lips. And turn to HW and ask, why did we want to go to the art show? Like, what are we interested in here?
Finding out what's going on in town. It's what you wanted me to do.
Hez is going to look at Seeley and nod, like, into the shadows beyond the thing. And oh, I want to make a stealth check to get past this not bollard.
All right, so I'm going to use a dark side point and say there is a light at this checkpoint, because there totally would be.
I have a slingshot that would be totally inconspicuous.
Okay.
I would like to fire my slingshot at the light, which is also, funny enough, a stun thing. So it's like, would that EMP it, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, like, you could shoot the light out if you want.
Can't he stealth past while I'm distracting the guard? Anyway, does the light matter?
Yeah, no, I'm saying he can stealth past. I'm just saying you're going to... I'm going to downgrade it because there's a light there.
But then you should boost it because I'm distracting the guard.
Yeah, and I'm going to use a light side point to increase my stealth.
All right. It's going to be a hard check, Seely, if this is what you want to do, go for it. I have the dice pool set.
I will also follow the furry one. Or do you want me to go? Was that the plan?
Nod? I'm going.
Just punch and run.
He's behind glass, I thought. He just got the little hole where the face is.
No, it's one of those cheaper ones.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a success and advantage.
Seely, you gotta wash.
I'm so short.
Hez is short, so he's a little raccoon, man.
So that guy's double distracted for me.
Yep. So Hez is able to scamper on past. Seely, you try to blend into the shadows, but unfortunately that light above...
She just ends up leaning on a crate, all cool, like... As soon as his head turns, he just kind of leans on the crate.
I imagine your elbow's up, but also your neck is, like, elbowed.
Like, just as you try to sneak by, like, you see the guard's eyes just, like, following you, and you're like,
Oh my god.
So, anyways,
Your finger is still on the guard's mouth, by the way.
I did take my finger off. What else is going on in town? We were just looking for some stuff to do. I didn't know the art show was going to be so far out. Like, is there anything going on here in town? Like, strange happenings or excitement or anything?
You see the guard's eyes kind of linger on Seely for a little bit, and then, like, almost as if he's waiting to see if she's going to try to run past or not. And then his eyes just kind of, like, without moving his head or body, his eyes go back to you, and he goes, I don't know what you've heard, but,
Put my finger back on his lips. Hey, is there anything else that we were interested in knowing?
Art-wise, no.
I have my finger on his lips still. I'm talking to HW.
Oh, so all you hear is...
I want to see the art. Do I have to wait a week or can I come look at it? I'm an inspector.
Oh, here, let me move my finger for you.
I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, the guard will look at you and go...
I lightly pat him on the cheek.
He puts his mouth buddy. Around your finger.
The guard will go, hey, thank you. I mean, this town does have quite the bizarre, if you will, the little trade outpost, the trade center. It's really nice. And yes, the museums are quite famous around here. Otherwise, I can't help you. You say you're an inspector, though.
I know all the art.
Do you have your papers?
I do not have my papers, but I can inspect the art. I know all about it.
Without credentials, I can't let you through.
What about fur money?
I don't take fur money.
I don't know, you took that armor I made.
If you're going to try to...
Or bribery, we'll pay for a bribery.
Yeah, that'll be...
You're like Drax. We shall bribe you. How would you like that?
Straightforward, I like it.
I love it.
There you go. How much are you sliding over to him?
I don't know.
How much do you have on your character sheet? Character
info. Here's 50 cents. Where's this get us?
Think of each credit as a dollar-ish.
Each credit?
Yeah, every credit is like a dollar. So if I've got a lot of credits, but I'm not around.
I have no credits.
Oh, shit, I have zero credits. How do you get... Oh, yeah, because you pickpocket
all the credits. You guys should all have, like, what, 1,500 credits?
No, I don't. I only have 1,350.
Okay, so you should have at least...
1,300, probably.
Yeah, because you guys all got paid for your last mission.
We didn't spend our money on anything, did we?
No.
No. You never told me I had money.
We got paid by Jabba lookalike.
Oh, Seely doesn't have...
Yeah, I don't have any money.
Seely and HW can both have 500.
Yeah, 50 bucks. Pretend you never saw us.
The guard's going to look at you and go, the security guard isn't even, like, angry. He just seems to think it's funny. And then he stops laughing and then goes, oh, you're serious. God, now get out of here.
What else can we do to get through here without credentials?
He's going to look at your $50 and go, not that.
As is on the comms, just give him more money.
Can I hit him with my stick?
You sure can. You can.
Why
do anything,
we
John?
Always choose violence? Give peace a chance.
Here are my credentials.
Oh wait, he's got his arm in there. Let's just pull his face towards the stick. Like, he can't get away from John at this point. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Yeah, go for it, John. You miss.
Why do you have like every character in your game has amazing stats?
It has no stats.
That's an average.
That's an average roll.
That's a regular melee check.
She shoots that shit luck. I was gonna make it there too.
Well, does he have like a boost or anything for him having his arm already like at the guy's chest?
Yeah, I'll give you one boost.
You clear your dice pool and roll a single boost die. Or he can roll it, whatever, but
all right,
make sure your dice pool is clear.
Let me roll it. Damn.
Wow. That's impressive. That's like two blank dice out of, what, five?
Oh my god, yeah. The universe has spoken, John. I would have...
What was that for, just to roll?
To knock out the guard?
He does have two advantage, though. So,
two advantage!
So he's got him by the collar, so he can't get to call anybody?
Just feels like I patted him on the head.
No, okay, so how about this? Instead of trying to hit him with your stick, you tried to slam his door or his head on the desk. And when you went to pull him, he, at the last second, like, you had the momentum going for a split second, but, like, at that last split second, before his head hit the desk, he realized what was going on and put up physical resistance, and you weren't able to smash his head onto the desk. Your advantage is he can't run away, but he is now fully aware that you just tried to physically assault him. He is now looking you dead in the eyes, and...
So how about 200 credits?
That's what I wanted to say, sir.
Make it five. His eyes are narrowed, and if you look, you can see off out of your periphery, he's got his hand sitting on top of a big red button.
How about four?
He pushes the button, and an alarm goes off.
Oosh.
Well,
run.
It is what it is. I guess we aren't looking at art today.
He looks at you and says, have a good night. I'm assuming you let go?
Hez gets on the comms and he's like, are you guys coming or what? What happened?
No, wait, before Hez goes through, the gate closes.
No. Hez was on. Hez is long past. Hez is hiding in these here shadows.
That's fair. Hez wouldn't have ducked off that far then, huh?
No, because I had an advantage. I got in and I hid. Like, I'm...
Jump to the boat.
All right. Well, just as you scamper on back through the gate, you see the little security, the shitty security arm lower back down. And then there's actually another gate beyond that that sits past that, that it's like a little security fence that rolls through.
Like one of those chain link fence on wheels that just slides down?
Yep. It's like I said, it's not like super cheap, but it's not like amazing security here.
It's pedaled by some dude on a bike, like bike pedals. He's on a... closing the gate.
Yeah, he's just glaring daggers at you as he has pedals. He's like, you're the reason I have to do this.
And I'm just like, something tells me you guys aren't going to make it, huh?
Can I do a perception check to see if there's a spot in the fence where there is no light?
Yeah. Average roll. Go for it. What? Damn. All right. Wait, how do you not... Let me see your character sheet for a second.
What do you mean? That's
no,
three.
She should have... Seely should have an advantage in night.
Oh, well then roll her a boost die or whatever.
Yeah, I'll roll a boost die.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pi, I don't know how I didn't give that to you if we haven't done it, but you should have advantage in night.
Nope, you sure didn't.
Yeah, take it. You should take advantage in dark. What the f- oh.
Technically, it's to advantage, so there's no threat anymore.
There you go. We'll do that.
But I mean, it doesn't. It's still.
See, we should take advantage in dark, or have a boost die in dark. So it's just a wash then, huh? Yeah, you don't see anything. Nothing obvious. Well, okay, so there is
water. The water is always an option.
Yeah, I was gonna say there is obvious things like the water.
Or walking around the backside of the guard booth.
There is no backside. The guard booth is butted up to a wall, and then the fence comes into the guard booth. You'd have to, like, jump the guard booth, which is, like, 20 feet? Well, like...
What if I throw Seelie over the top of the guard booth?
Like a harpoon.
I mean, yeah, that'd be awesome. Do you want to do that right now?
You're unleashing something you can't control!
Toss me.
Think about your actions!
Toss me.
You give this some serious thought as you hear the klaxon ring of security alarms going off.
For even after I said that...
He pushed the red button!
Yeah, but I was like, we're not, okay, we'll just leave then.
That's fine, but...
He's still bringing security, even though I tried to bribe him afterwards, and he was like, ah, it's not enough. Pez, I need your grenade.
Oh my god, he already used it.
No, I have two. I had two, and I have one more. And I'm just like, I'm already in here. What are you guys doing?
I'll go back up to the guard booth and tell him that I'll give him 400.
He's behind the fence, right? His booth is behind the fence.
No, his booth is basically.
If I were to try to get a grenade into that booth,
you could.
I could do it without it being like impossible.
You could do it pretty easily.
So this is what, like, either short or medium.
The rolls are not with us tonight.
They're not with you. I'm the one that got through the gate.
Yeah, but you're back on the other side.
Right, but I'm in the prime position as long as the fence isn't behind him.
No, the fence is kind of behind him. See, like, so imagine a box, if you will, for our viewers. And then behind the box, and you have a back wall. And merging into that back wall is a fence. A larger fence.
What if I were to try and, like, all right, heads up, and I use my slingshot to not armed, like, unactivated grenade over the fence to them, to like Seelie, because I'm sure she's got crazy agility.
Okay, wait, back up.
I'm gonna launch a grenade over the fence with my slingshot, like stealthily.
I'm telling you, you can. But I thought you ran back through after the fence closed.
I told you, I'm inside the gate. I told you, I'm here.
No, that's fine. You can, yeah, you can do that.
I'm like, Seelie, lean over the side. I'm gonna shoot this grenade at you. It's not armed. Just here comes a grenade.
Real quick, though, do I have an athletics advantage, Adam, before we do all this?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how that one slipped past me.
I do.
Yeah, right? Okay, wait, what are you trying to do?
So, like, do I have any kind of, like, athletics advantage because of my condition?
I thought I gave you, let you take a stat boost to your... You can take plus one athletics or coordination. Your choice. Either one.
I'll take plus one athletics.
I mean, I'm saying you could take coordination or athletics anytime. You don't have to choose.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I'll take the plus one to either of those.
Yeah. So that's like a boost die for... What I'm saying is a boost die for those checks. Down the road, we're probably going to have you take some sort of disadvantage to sunlight, though. I know we talked about it, but for sure now.
What if she's covered?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So do you want me to make a ranged attack? Ranged light?
Yeah, let me just set the dice pool, and we can...
I'm going to use light side to upgrade my roll.
Can I step back up to the booth and start negotiating with him? Prices, yeah. As a distraction.
You sure fucking can, Joe.
I believe that sounds like a boost to my roll, doesn't it? I think that's what that sounds like.
That's what I was thinking as well.
I will argue, I'm not going to shoot it down, but I will argue, how does that help you or catching a grenade?
No, it helps me to shoot the grenade because he's distracted. I could be more free with my aim. I don't have to. I could be more reckless. You know what I'm saying? I can launch it over the fence closer to the gate more.
I like that laugh that slipped through there. All right, fair enough.
So yeah. Not like shooting it over water.
All right, I'll upgrade it again.
Yeah, sure.
You gave me that white side point, right?
Yeah. All right, ready?
Sure am. Go for it. Nice. All right, so now I will...
More success. Hang on.
So you lobbed it over where it needs to go. Seewee, I need you to catch it.
That sounds like two threat. I like it. So two threat, is that two difficulty then for the catch?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take away the upgrades, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, does the... No, it doesn't. Never mind.
All right, Seewee.
Can my poor success give her one boost because it was such a good shot? Oh, shit, never mind. She don't need it.
With a triumph, she slingshots it into the guard check.
Yeah, does she use her neck to slingshot it? Like, does it, like, bound off of that? Or how is... Yes.
Yeah. Just like a lacrosse, like, hook. Just...
Oh, my God. Lana!
You just hear this, like, doom. Like, the, so... All right. So, well, Torque is haggling with the security guard, and the alarms are going off. You, like, in the background, like, if you were really, really listening, you could hear this, like, really quiet and just hear this kind of, like, whistling through the air as this grenade sails through the air. And Seely, with her impeccable night vision, sees the grenade coming through. As it whistles through the air, she just, like, kind of leans her neck out. Does
she have to pull the pin?
No, she hits the button. It's a button activation.
There you go. I was going to say with a triumph. Yeah, it's button.
She pulled it with her fang. Ting!
the grenade, she angles her neck just right so that the grenade hits her neck, bounces off. You hear this little... Thoof.
And I turn and fall over the table behind me.
Okay. And this grenade hits the ground, and you have time to hear the security guard go, huh? And then just this giant,
I just paid off me speeder.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And the guard booth is, there's a hole where the guard booth was. It was cheap enough. You blew a hole through it. The alarms are still going off. But now you have a way in.
Let's check out Smart Boys and Seely, whatever you are.
Like a bunch of rubble gets blown up. When the dust clears, you can see that the walls of that guard shack were not super fancy, not super expensive, thin enough that that grenade blew a hole right through it. So you now have a way through. You're not gated out anymore. And as the rubble's still kind of rolling down the wall to the side of the guard booth, you can, and the rocks are falling, you can hear the guard booth coming through, or the guard booth, the alarm blaring, and the dust clears, and you can see you have a clear path through. All the people behind the guard gate have stopped moving, and they are looking at you with terrified expressions? Yeah, terrified expressions on their faces. And then a couple seconds later, it seems to have clicked to them that they're being invaded, and they are now running and screaming and jumping off of the docks.
So Hez is just like, do we stay or do we go?
And over the intercoms that are spaced evenly throughout the docks, you hear, warning, please evacuate, please evacuate. Warning, please evacuate, please evacuate.
And with that, we will call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim Stranger Skies. If you liked what you heard, you could check out the rest of our library on talesoftheouterrim.com, where you can find links to our all of the places that we distribute. Check us out on Twitter, TOTORFFG, same as our Instagram. You can also send us an email, TOTORFFG@gmail.com. And check out the subreddit. It's not very active right now, but with your help, it could be. Make sure you check out Steph Make Pieces of SoundCloud link on our website. She does all the music for the show, and she does a great job. We really appreciate it. And with that, we will see you next time. May the force be with you.